pause.
Hello, fam. I'm back.
I heard you were checking for me. Yes, I miss you all dearly. I had to take some time off to upgrade, adapt, and clear out some energy, if you will. So buckle up, guys, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Those of you who know, just so you know. Anyway, welcome back to Can We Talk with Jewel. To all of our cherished supporters, as always, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Can We Talk with Jewel podcast, proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. We are thrilled to have you guys join us today. As always, we delve into these topics that uplift our communities and nurture our spiritual growth, so your ongoing support and donations are invaluable. And I encourage you all to continue to contribute to this mission of love and light, as well as donate to FundraisingCup.org Ministries. You can do so online, or you can call in and make your donation. We had some amazing upgrades recently to our website. If you haven't checked it out, oh my goodness, I feel like, you know, Fundraising Cup was like my baby when I came in, and it was, oh my goodness, it was, I don't want to say it was a mess, but, you know, we were censored after COVID and kind of encouraged people to take other options when it came to taking the shot and basically, you know, providing letters for those who needed religious exemption letters. We made those available to our community, and we paid a hefty price for it. I mean, we were shut down on many social media sites, and our website was torn apart. I mean, we had to pay a valuable lesson for doing God's work, but needless to say, you know, our staff has been relentless in getting us back up and running. And now the site looks better than ever. And I'm truly humbled. And I mean, this has been an amazing walk, and I'm proud to be part of the ministry. So I just wanted to give a shout out to those who've worked hard over this past year, getting us to this point, which has been challenging, because those of you who have your own businesses know the importance of the website being the first thing anyone can see and relate to when it comes to your business. So if it looks shoddy, then it's a good chance that people are like, oh, I don't know if I want to support this ministry or group. So getting it to look the way we want, respond the way we want, it's been a journey, and we're still improving, which is great. I'm looking forward to my own webpage going up, promoting not just this podcast, but also my travel business, which I haven't been promoting on this podcast for some time, but you will definitely see that on the webpage. So something to look forward to. Our topic this week is applying that pressure once the student becomes the teacher. Shout out to all my light workers and truth speakers who learned harsh lessons from their adversaries, aka false people, in their lives in order to master themselves. Congratulations, we made it! After all the setups, corruption, secret competitions, character assassinations, ooh, I could go on and on. We made it. And exposed all of it along the way. So I guess that's like a BOGO, right? Two for one. It's been a long time coming for this particular podcast we're diving into, because I didn't quite feel as though I got to the teacher level. As those of you who followed me over the last year, you followed my spiritual journey while I was going through major, major trials and learning and taking notes along the way. And I have finally felt like I've gotten to the point where I can teach some of these invaluable lessons to others. And I'm excited. I am. And if you know me, you know that that's hard for me to say because I'm very humble, and I would not stand up and say, hey, I've mastered this or I've learned this until I truly believe that my father can use me in a valuable way. And so here I am. And I just, you know, those of us who've gotten to this level, oh my goodness, congratulations to those of you as well. What can I say? We took all the smoke, right? And eventually it blew up in our adversaries' faces. So we did it. And that's good stuff. And as they say, as above, so below. So as we're being celebrated, you know, above us in the heavenly realms, we're having a little celebration down here as well. So I want to start off this week with, as usual, our scripture readings. But what I'm going to do different is that usually I do, like, you know, a chapter or two and read a couple of verses within that chapter. But this week, I'm going to kind of nitpick a few verses from here and there that's going to tell a story by themselves. And you guys will follow me eventually as to how this podcast will flow. But the first scripture reading is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Next is Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Hebrews 5:12. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of my many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. So, yes, all that we have overcome should be channeled at this point into teachable lessons. You know, guys, it's time for us to evolve now that we have ascended and reached this final destination, if you will, along our spiritual journey. You know, someone once told me, after the laughter comes the tears. There are some people placed in our lives to teach us valuable lessons from childhood. Some have good intentions, while others look at you as their competition in their own delusional minds and create these unnecessary hurdles, while truly believing they are going to not only continue to elevate in their spiritual journey, but also hope that by keeping their foot on your neck, they will somehow stifle your growth. And then have the audacity to kiki uncontrollably behind the scenes at their mischievous hidden hands. What they didn't realize was that you in turn became their greatest test, their test of character, maturity, civility, and most critically, faith. And as they continue to plot out one of the greatest heists of our lifetime, I refer to it as a heist because, you know, and I said this before, I think, on another podcast, that it's unfortunate that some of our brightest people would invest their time and energy into stealing something that doesn't belong to them, rather than building something and passing it on to the next generation. So that's what I'm referring to when I say the biggest heist. Needless to say, these individuals would invest in that. And, you know, our Father would allow it all to play out. And sometimes I ask why. Why, Father? Why would you allow this recklessness to just continue in the way that it unravels? And I believe my Father would say, well, my darling, it's because you need it as well to advance and receive your multiple badges. Almost like, what do they do with the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts? You get badges, right? Like a brownie badge. But when you go through these spiritual accomplishments, you get like heavenly badges of what you accomplished, so to speak. And so we have to go through it and get our degrees. And then we move forward to heal nations and tell them what we've learned. And when you've walked through literally the valley of death and feared no evil, you can now go back and pull others out, standing in your full spiritual authority. There is nothing left the enemy can throw that you can't break down like a fraction, guys. Transcend and return it to sender with grace. Yes, we are all masters now. And all those jokesters, and I emphasize jokesters, that initially found your journey comical are no longer laughing. As a matter of fact, they are now seeking masters, much like yourself, to guide them out of the hellstorm they created. Imagine that, right? They thought since it was just one with many coming up against them, the odds were simply stacked too high for that individual to make it out. And one by one, they bought into your demise, shaking the enemy's hands, expecting a return on their investment. Sort of like a timeshare, right? They all bought into a hellbound getaway, if you will. What I love the most about our Father is that he is the greatest storyteller of all time. Just when you think he can't outdo what he already put down in scripture, he then reminds us that we are basically the living word. And greater things shall we see and do in our own lifetime. Praise the Most High God. Amen. Our Father said, now, after all the fun and games have been played with my anointed children, it's his turn. No, don't come with it's my bad or a misunderstanding, if you will. You were all humored that participated in that timeshare investment. So it's time to cash in. You see, all the lessons were learned and the students have surpassed the teachers because they failed the most critical test. So go ahead, rush and grab those cliff notes like we used to in high school and figure out where you went wrong in the story. I got time, I'll wait. I mean, cheating your way to the top of spiritual hierarchy was the goal after all. For many of them. But I think it's clear to our enemies by now, without a doubt, that they have failed.
But thank you for throwing everything and the kitchen sink at us while doing so. Otherwise, we would have no clue how truly blessed and anointed we are. It kind of reminds me of, you know, that viral video of this little toddler being placed in a pool of water up to his knees, and he was riddled with fear. He, like, panic started to settle in, and it consumed him. Like, I imagine all he can think of was, oh my gosh, I can't swim, oh my gosh. And all he had to do was literally stand up. That's all he had to do. And ironically, once we, as God's children, stand up and look around, we realize there was nothing to fear. Look who was behind us the entire time.
And taking names.
I can surely laugh about it now, but looking back, I was confused and taken up. The Most High God placed his student, myself, in a classroom with some of the enemy's greatest teachers. I'll give kudos for that.
And our father said, child, I want you to learn every lesson there is to learn from them. I remember, you know, of course I was like overwhelmed and, to say the least, I said, wait a minute, Lord, there was no prep course for witches and sorcerers and occults. Not in my church, and definitely no Sunday school 101 tackling the spiritual world. We were just told a few stories and wished well along our journey. Father said, child, you'll be fine. Walk in there like you know who your daddy is. Those of you who follow my podcast know how truly funny that statement is. Nevertheless, so he literally dumped me on my head, guys. And let me tell you, them demons had a ball. Just knew I would be a cakewalk. And as I'm ducking and high-stepping, Daddy keeps checking in like, you okay? You taking notes, right? I'm like, notes? I'm fighting for my life. What you mean? These folks are either bribed in to watch it go down, or they still asleep and don't think there is anything to see here. I'm like, what in the matrix is this? My father said, oh, you had no clue you were in a godless nation? With the spiritually dead, huh? Yeah, put down that device of yours that you cling to day and night and look around you at the zombies before you. These folks just want to be baddies and ballers. They're not paying attention to none of this until it's too late, and they're already ensnared in a trap, kind of like yourself. So I'm calling you to wake some of them up. Father, that's me calling out to Daddy again. How exactly can I do that if I'm fighting for my life with these devils? How can I boldly go up against an international occult that has surely unalived so many women and children already? Yes, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to say it. How, Daddy, how? Father said, well, I guess you can start speaking on that podcast of yours. Everything you've seen and everything you overcame, because you certainly have the playbook and a story to tell. Well, I can tell you guys, now that I have finally blossomed
and no longer need anyone's validation. It is when I realized that I have fully transitioned into being a teacher. So here I am now, the teacher, classes in session, and it's time to awaken my sleeping beauties. You know, many are called, as you've heard, but few are chosen. Shout out to all those who helped me through my spiritual journey, even if it was only for a season. Those of you who have followed me over the years have known that I've done this podcast with many people, Sister Sharon, Brother Thomas, different pastors, and they came along through this journey. And there were also people behind the scenes that I've met throughout my career, too, that helped kind of pass the torch, if you will, and hold my hand to get here. Because I can tell you, I initially was very nervous to speak on the mic publicly, and I wanted the support of a fellow God-fearing person to join me on this journey. And those that have gotten me to this point, you are not forgotten. And I appreciate you bringing it as far as you could, because it wasn't easy. I acknowledge that. You all have answered the call and ran the race as far as you could, and I'm grateful. But it's time, guys, to apply pressure. Imagine our Father says, if only one of us can put 10,000 to flight, then let's collaborate and aim for a million. So I'm calling on my fellow chosen brothers and sisters to tell their stories right here on this podcast. Whether you were almost murdered or trafficked, or you fought off the occult spiritual attacks and destiny swap attempts, or have been MK-Ultra'd with energy weapons, or maybe your story consists of your inheritance being stolen from you. Get on here and tell your story. I'm passing the baton, guys. Help me finish this race. And wake up your brothers and sisters. The floor is yours. It's time to teach. With that said, I want to close out with a few of the comments from the last podcast. Mr. George Gould Jr. said, this podcast is a very worthy ministry. Please take a moment and support it. I just reposted it back online. Wow. Thank you, George. I truly appreciate the repost. I don't think I emphasize enough when I post the podcast on social media. I love when you guys like it, but when you repost it and share it with your network, it means that much more, because that's how we awaken the masses, right? You put your stamp seal on it. They trust you that you're doing your part, your due diligence, spiritually, and vetting out what's being placed out there. And you are spreading the word, which is what our Father wants us to do. And even if that's just your piece of the baton to pass, I appreciate it. I honor it. And with that said, George, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. May God bless you and your family. And I will continue to produce this podcast and expand it out the best I can. Thank you so much. Yael said, nice session. Well, thank you, Yael. I appreciate you sitting through the podcast and thinking that it was something that you can learn from and pick information from. Thank you. Abdul Sami
Corral said this podcast is great. Well, thank you, Abdul. I'm glad you think so. I think so, too. And then we have our brother, Thomas, who's always a consistent supporter of the podcast. He says, wow, Jewel, you nailed it. The essence of my toxic relationship with that I had with my ex for 29 years, from day one to the very end of my marriage journey. And now I can reflect on how narcissistic she really was. Amen and amen. Well, okay. Those of you who did not listen to the last podcast, it was a healing podcast where we talked about narcissists, obviously, and trauma bonding, I believe, just going off my recollection. And I kind of delved in. I had some experience there and wanted to bring some insight, and I hope that it brought some healing to those either dealing with it presently or reflecting on it and overcoming it and kind of looking back and having that aha moment and you know, paying the lessons and information forward. So definitely check it out if you have not, or you think you're in a narcissistic relationship, not sure, don't know what the signs are. That one was a really good one. So definitely check out that podcast. And finally, I'm going to close out with a prayer. I shared it with someone this week, and I thought it aligned perfectly with today's podcast and, you know, stepping into this role of teaching others spiritually and identifying those in your life that may not necessarily have your best interest at heart and are master manipulators and try to covert your boundaries and doing things in a roundabout way because they think they're little menaces and so forth. But here's the prayer. And I want you guys to reflect on it and definitely share it with anyone that you think it applies and could use a wake-up call. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, seeking your divine protection and deliverance. Your word says in Matthew 28:18, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. I acknowledge your power and authority over all things. I renounce and rebuke any spirit of monitoring and control that seeks to invade my life or the lives of my loved ones. I declare that these spirits have no power over me, for I am covered by the blood of Jesus, Revelation 12:11, and protected by your mighty hand, Psalm 91:1-2. Father, I ask that you send your angels to surround me and guard me against any form of evil influence. Psalm 91:11. I pray for the discernment to recognize any attempts to manipulate or control my thoughts, actions, or decisions. Your word assures us in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, I command any monitoring spirits to leave my presence and return to the pit from which they came, Luke 10:19. I bind their influence and declare freedom over my mind, body, and spirit, John 8:36. Lord, fill me with your peace, strength, and courage, Philippians 4:7. Help me to walk in the fullness of your light and truth, free from fear and oppression. John 1:7. That's 1 John. Thank you, Father, for your love and protection. I trust in your promises, Psalm 18:30, and stand firm in faith, knowing that you are with me always. Matthew 28:20. In Jesus' name or Yeshua's name, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, guys, that concludes today's podcast. I know it's not as lengthy as the prior ones, but I definitely think it is insightful as to where we're going with the podcast going forward and my accepted position. So those of you who have and continue to support me and fundraisingcup.org ministries, I want to thank you so much. And I also want to tell you, we have some really, really great podcasts coming up. I mean, people are stepping up, telling their stories of what happened to them, and it's some really amazing stuff. I'm looking forward to it, and I really want to get everything set up just right with the vocals so that it's clear, because I think you all are going to be amazed with the similarities in so many people's stories. And I think more and more people are going to wake up, and that's the goal, right, my babies? So Auntie Jewel is here doing her part, and those of you that are seeking travel, don't forget, I'm here. I offer consultations. I would love to make sure that you have the best vacation possible, and no, I don't charge a fee. All of my commission comes out of your travel, and I guarantee a price match of the best quote you can get. So definitely use Auntie Jewel. And if you guys have any comments about this podcast, don't hesitate to just drop a line on Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, or any I think we're just starting to drop them on Pinterest as well. So any social media area you happen to see this podcast, please, please, please share your feedback and get back to me. We would love to share your thoughts with the rest of our supporters. So with that said, guys, thank you again, and I look forward to speaking with you all soon. Bye.